The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Soita Daf Tazayin. The Gemara on Tazayin of the Beis says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learns in the Braisa. Shloisha Tzrichim Shiru, three things need to be seen. They have to be recognizable where they are. Afar Soita, the dirt from the Soita, the Efer Para, the ashes of the Para Aduma, Virek Yivama, the spit, the saliva of the Yivama, Mishum Yivishmol, Amru, and the Amru Yivishmol, they said Aftam Tzipur, also the blood of the Tzipur, of the bird, by Tyrus Mitzarom, by the process of the Mitzarom becoming tar. My time is Yivishmol, the Chsir Yivishmol learns out from the Pasuk, the Tavol is some Badama Tzipur. The Tanya will learn the Braisa Badam, that if to dip these things, the Eitz all these things in the blood, Yochu Badam Levimayim, you would think maybe dip it into the Dam and not into water, Tamalever Mayim, it gets dipped into water. Imaim, if it says just water, Yochel Maim, maybe dip these things into water, Vloy Badam, not into blood, Tamalayim Badam. Okay, so how do you do it? Maybe Maim Shtam Tzipa Nikaban. You bring water at the Dam, the blood of the Tzipa will still be recognized in it, and the mixture of the Dam and the Maim, you'll be able to recognize and find the Dam of the Tzipa in the Maim, it won't get lost. The Kama, how much water is this? Revius. And then the Gemara goes on and explains how the Rabban things up, the Rabban arguing the drushes, why Bishmol makes the drushes the way he does, and the Rabban make the drushes the way they do. But in any case, the Bishmol Shita is that you bring the amount of water that the dam will be recognized and not get lost in the water, and how much this there is. So Taisis Dermaschel Mevi, Taisis the second, actually the third Taisis on the Amud, the second Taisis Dermaschel Mevi, the third Taisis on the Amud, he asked for Akasha that if you have more than a revius of water, do you think the dam is not going to be recognizable? We know from the Kvais that if you have three lugim of mayim, shnofla seich and kurt of yayin, that a drop of wine falls into them, and the Gemara Makas discusses how now the whole thing looks like yayin. The whole three lugim of mayim of water looks like yayin, looks like wine, because a drop of wine fell into these three lugim of water. That means that even a little bit of red wine, if it falls into three lugim of water, the whole thing turns red, the whole thing looks red. And blood, it says, has even a stronger redness than wine does. So if blood of a tzipor, bird falls into water, gets poured and mixed into the water, we're certainly going to be able to recognize that, and it's certainly going to look red, even if there's more than a revius of water. So Taisa says that we're looking for over here is not just that you have a reddish look. We're looking that we should have the mamash of a dam, not just as a coloring of dam, a reddish color. We want over here the water should you should be able to find the word the mamash of dam, as if you actually see dam here. It looks like you actually see blood, not just a red liquid, red colored water, but you actually have a mamash of dam. It should really be that it looks like blood. And for that, we can only have a revius of water. If you have more than a revius of water, the could be the dam seeper will get lost and it will not look like dam anymore. It'll still be red, but it will not look like blood. Then Taisa says that with this you can answer a kasha that his Rebbe asked, a different Baal Taisa asked, that we have a klal from the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda says that mimbimina is not bottle. If you mix two things together, one of Isra and one of Heter, and the one of Isra is less than the one of Heter, it's not bottle and the one of Heter, and the Isra still remains. We do not say the rule that Isra is bottle and Heter if it's two things that are the same min, two things that are the same type. And what's Rabbi Yehuda's Mekar? Because it says, V'logach midam apar, midam asoyer. It says, the Kangol and Imkippur, after he does the hazoyis, the sprinkling of the dam of the par, and the dam of the Sar Lashem in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then after it's on the Parechis, afterwards he mixes the blood together, and he puts some on the Mizbeach Hazov, on the Mizbeach Akteris, inside the Mishkan, inside the Mitzvah Mikdash. And it says, dam apar and dam asoyer. Now the Gemara says that we know that dam par is more than dam soyer. So, and still it's called dam par, dam soyer. We don't say the dam of the soyer is bottle to the dam of the par. So, you see that mimimina is not bottle. Because otherwise the dam of the sire of the goat is less than the amount of dam of blood in the par has, and she bottled to the dam of the par, and the Torah just called dam of the par. Why does the Torah refer also to the dam of the sire? The dam of the sire should be bottle. It must be that mimimina are two things that are both the same, both blood of an animal are not bottled to each other. They're both the same. A different reason why there's no bittul at dam par, dam sire, because Olam and Valens has two different kabonis, not about to each other, and the par and the sire are both kabonis. So Taisa said that his Rebbe had a kasha, that over here, that you have the mayim is more than the dam, so the dam should be bottled to the mayim. Here's min shleva minoy, and still the Torah calls it badam. We still refer to it as mayim and dam. L'chayr over here, the dam should be bottled to the mayim, because the mayim is more than the dam, and here you cannot apply or view this exception that min minoy is not bottled, because two different minim over here, it's min shleva minoy. Water and dam are two different minims. So the water should be bottled to the dam, we should just refer to it as water. But Tay says the way to explain now, the mamashis of the dam is still nicker, is as if we actually have blood here, it's as if it's not mixed, and there's no way for it to be bottled at all, because we actually still see mamashas of dam, mamashas of blood, actual pieces, so to speak, of blood. It's liquid, but we actually see the form of the blood here in the water. And that's why it's not going to be bottle. So we have Taiz referring us over here to Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, if Mimbimina is bottle, or Mimbimina is not bottle. The main place where this Machlekes takes place is Menachos, Tells the reference to this Gemara, Menachos Daf Chaf Beis. Over there, that's where the main Gemara is. It says that Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu, both the Gidon and the Rabbanan, learn from the same pasuk. So, Hilagach Midama Par Midama Sar. The Kandala should take from the blood of the Par and the blood of the Sar. Hadov Yadu, it's known fact, Shadama Shapar, Ruben Midama Shasar. The blood of the Par is more than the blood of the Sar. So, Vida says from here we see that Mimimina is not Batal. The Ain Dam of Atal Dam. If you have two different bloods with each other, one is not Batal the other. And therefore, Vida applies Halacha that if the blood of a carbon gets mixed together with blood of a behemoth that's Chulin, that's not a carbon, it's still kosher, and it can still be used for Zrika, for Azah, on this Be'ah, because although most of the blood we have over here in this mixture is blood of Chulin, some of it is blood of Kachim, and it's not Batal, it can still be used, it's still kosher to do Zrika of a carbon with it. The Rabban say no, the Dam is Mevatal Dam. And with Dam, Par, Dam, Sar, there's different, because they say Mekan, the oil chain of Alam Zazah. Two things that both belong in the Mizbeach are not Mevatal to each other. So Dam, Par, and Dam, Sar, they both belong in the Mizbeach, they're not Mevatal to each other. So if Yudah learns from here that Mimimina is not Batal, the Gemara asks on both the Rabban and Yudah, that how does each one know their own opinion? Maybe all we can learn from this pasuk is that when both things are Karbonis, both belong in the Mizbeach, and both are the same Min, then they're not Mevatal to each other. But for some reason, both Tanam, both the Yudah and the Rabban agree that that's not the correct way to dash in the pasuk. Either you learn from here that Mimimina is not Batal, or you learn that oil and two things that both belong in this Be'ach, they're both Karbonis, they're not Mevatal to each other. So now we have Machlekes B'Halacha, what's negated to us is not Oilim, because we don't have things going on in this Be'ach nowadays, but Mimimimoi, Mimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim of Heter and they're both the same min, and the Isser falls into the Heter, and the Heter is more than the Isser, so is the Isser Batal or not Batal? Do we apply the rule of Bittal over here, the rule of Bittal Roiv, or do we not apply the rule of Bittal Roiv? According to the Bittal, we're not going to apply the rule of Bittal Roiv, and there's no way it can be Batal. According to the Bittal, we will apply the rule of Bittal Roiv, and if the Heter is more than the Isser can be Batal to the Heter. So it's Machlokes Rishonim the Paskin, it's really discussed by Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is found in the Chulin of Kuf Testament Aleph. Rashi says Allah is like a Yehuda. The Mimimina Loi Balta. Rashi's Kamilon, and this Machlokes is different Machlokes there, Rashi passes like a Yehuda. And this Machlokes also, Rashi says Allah is like a Yehuda. The Mimimina is not Balta. Rashi says the Rebbe, the Tanner Rebbe, be the Nazi, all like that. Rashi says the Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara of Benazar. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel gets a Beirchner and Rishlokish. And Rav and Shmuel says, Koli Surin Shabbatar, but Mina Mashahu, that it's Mimimina, that's never Balta. Even if a drop of Isser in a lot of Heter, it's not Balta. Even though Beirchner and Rishlokish argue on Rav and Shmuel, and generally we would pass like a Beirchner and Rishlokish, a Beirchner is stronger than what Rav and Shmuel, but we have a Bayan Rabba, there Bastroi, there Lidar and Rom, who's after Rav and Shmuel, and after Beirchner and Rishlokish, and they go like Rav and Shmuel, and therefore we're going to pass like Rav and Shmuel. The Rashi also says that Rava in other places seems to pass like that. That the pass the grab the min mina is mashu, it's not bottle. Rava says the chametz on Pesach. That min mina and shloim mina chametz not bottle on Pesach. If it gets mixed in something that's not chametz, whether it gets mixed in something the same min, it gets mixed into masa, which also comes from wheat, or gets mixed in shloim mina, it's never bottle. And the Gemara says the reason is because the mina, if it's the same min, nothing's bottle, no reserve or bottle, mimimina is never bottle. And the chametz will go a step further and make it clear, even mashlevimina, that chametz should not be bottle on Pesach, even if it gets mixed with something that's a whole different min, because people might get confused. And mimimina, mashlevimina, the chametz, which all year round you're allowed to eat it, it's not asr at all, it's not like a regular isr, it's asr always, chametz only asr on Pesach, so we have to be extra careful to make sure no one makes mistakes, and therefore we're not only going to asr mimimina, but even if mashlevimina gets mixed with something that's not the same min, not the same type as it, it's never going to be bottle. So in any case, you see the rabba holds on kolot harikul, alochas mimimina is not bottle. There's a Tosfos earlier over there in Chul in the Argus. Tosfos Tzayim and Aleph, he argues on all of Rashi's rise. Tosfos not bothered by the fact that Rebbe holds a Kabbalah, that doesn't concern him. About Machlokes to Rav and Shmuel with a Beirchner and Shlokish, Tosfos says that we always call Beirchner and Shlokish against Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, we say that Min B'mina is Batal. We don't say that Min B'mina is B'mashu. Rather, we say that Min B'mina is Batal. So you have something of Isser falls into more of the same min of Heter to Isser is Balto, and the whole thing comes Mutter over here. About the statement of that Rashi made that Abayin Rava, they go to Rav and Shmuel, that whole Abayin Rava, it's really Gemara Masach Tzavei Zara. They have a discussion over there, what's called the same min? If you have two things that have the same name, but they have a different time from each other, like if you have wine, old wine, and new wine, it's Chamra Kiko, old wine, and the Chamra Chalat, the new wine, so the name is Chamra, but they have different tastes from each other. So is it considered the same min, or is it considered a different min? And you can have a case also where you have the opposite case, that it's different names, but the same taste. So is it called min b'mina, is it called shlo b'mina? Min b'mina, the rules of being the same min. Does it go bust with the tam? That have the same tam, the same flavor, the same taste, it's called the same min? Or does it go bust with shma? It goes by the name. And if they're both called wine, so that's what makes the same min. Mashenken, however, if they have different names, even if they have the same taste and the same flavor, it's called two different min. So that was Rashi's right. They see Abayin and Rava are going with the opinion of Rebbe that min b'mina is not bottle. That's what they're trying to figure out. What's the same min? Is it different min? Does it go bust with shma by the name? Does it go bust with the time? Does it go bust with the flavor? Taisa is not right at all, because there's certain things that even the Rabbanon agree, that we say in the Rabbanon, the Minu Minu is not bottle. And one of those things is Yayin Nesach. By Yayin Nesach, everyone agrees that the extra Chumad Rabbanon, the Minu Minu is not bottle by Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach gets mixed into Yayin Nesach. Not Yayin Nesach, Yayin Agoy was Menasach. Use the first of Ayazara, or that's also Minatera, Midrabani Mastami, and any Yain of a guy, any wine of a guy is also Midrabani. It gets mixed with Mutadika wine, with Kosher wine. Everyone agrees that it's the same min, it's wine and wine. Everyone agrees that Midrabani or Masmer say it's not bottle. So in that, Rabbi Shmuel, Abayin Rabbi Kavan Machlekas, what to find if it's min the mino, if it's the same min with the Yain? Does it go bust with the fact that they're both called wine? Does it go by having the same flavor, go by having the same name? That's what they have the Machlekas. By Yain Nesach and other such things, where everyone agrees that min the mino is not bottle, Midrabani, such as Tevel, something that Trumas and Mice are not taken from it, and it gets mixed in with other things with the same min. Everyone agrees Midrabani is not bottle. That's where Abayin Rabbi have the discussion if they go bust the Shema, if they go by the name, or about the time if they go by the flavor. That's where they have the discussion. But Chometz of Pesach there, say says that there's other Gersois in the Gemara Mishalchem, and even though we might hold Nalacha, the Chometz of Pesach is not Boto, but Mina, Shlei Mina, it might not be based on Rav's opinion in Kol Tarakula at all. This leads us to the question, how to Paskin Halacha L'Maisa. We have Machlekes, Rav Yehuda, and the Rabbanim, and there's definitely some sort of Machlekes on Ra, and if Min the Mina is Boto or not, two things are the same Min, one is Asr, one is Mutter, and the Mutter is more than the Isser. Isn't Mavatel, does it knock out the Isser that everything is Mutter now? And Machlekes Rashi and Tayyus, how to Paskin. So we look at Shulchan Aruch, in the very beginning of Hilchos Terubos, near Deus and Matzani Ches, it says over there, the Isishness Arabah, the Isser gets mixed with Hatter, Mimish Einam, and the two different Minim over there, talks about Chelev and Basar, different things that are two different Minim. So there we say, that's Batal, it's Batal B'shishim, you have to have 60 of Hatter against one of Isser, because otherwise the Tam of the Isser, the flavor of the Isser gets into the Hatter, unless the 60 times the amount of Hatter to knock it out. And then the Machaber says, V'chelev Min B'mina, if it's the same Min, keep Lekul Nekum Atayim, there's no way to figure out the flavor, but Mashar B'shishim, we measure 60. If there's 60 of Hatter against one of Isser, it's Batal. So you see clearly that we've asked Nalacha, that Min B'mina is Batal, that the Hatter does knock out the Isser, and the Isser is Batal in the Hatter. That's what we pass them. Like Taisus, not like Rashi. Like they're both not like Rabbi Yehuda. Then there's a Shiloh as follows. The Ramah says, in Sif Beis, that you want to what come in Minah, what come Shloi Minah. So he says, in Minah Minah, as Minah Basa Shema, we go by the name. In Mushav, if the name is the same, have a Minah Minah, it's called Minah Minah. Avaloi is Minah Basa Taimah, we don't go by the flavor in Mushav alone. We go Basa Shema, not Basa Taimah. What's the Shiloh regards to? Because Allah is, that Minah Mishayna Minah, that which needs Shishim, you have to have 60 of Hatter to knock out the Issa, is the Raisa, because the Loch of Tam Kikr, that the Issa gives flavor, gives taste into the Hatter, and the only way to knock it out is to have 60 times against it. 60 times of Hatter against the Isser. However, Min B'Minoy, once we said that is Batal, Minatar is Batal B'Roy. If you have more Hatter than Isser, the Hatter knocks out the Isser. Because there's no concept of Tam Ke'ikr, of giving a flavor, because they're both the same. There's no concept of Tam Ke'ikr, it's both one Min, they're both the same as each other. It's only Min Rabbanan that there's a law you have to have Shishim of Hatter against the Isser. It's Exer Otam Mimish Ena Minah. So there could be Nafka Minah if you have a Safik, if you're not sure. If there was Shishim, it wasn't Shishim, it was Nishpach, was poured out. So by Min Mish Ena Minah, we have to be Machmer on the Safik. But Min B'Minoy, the Minatar only is built of Roiv, so if we know for sure there was Roiv, there's more Hatter against the Isser, just not sure if it was Shishim, it was 60, it got spilled out, got lost, and now we're not sure, we can make on the Safik. Now we have to know what's called Min B'Minoy. The Midaraisa, it's enough Roiv, and you only need Shishim 60 times of Hatter against the Midarabonim. And what's called Min Mish Ena Minah, that's even Deraisa, that has to have Shishim. And you have to Machmer on the Sveikas. You have to Machmer if you're not sure if it was 60. So the Ramos says, we go by the Shema, we go by the name, not by the Tam. The Ramos coming from that very Gemara of the Zohar that we just discussed before, that Abayin Rav of Machlokes, you go by the name, or you go by the flavor. And Abayin holds you go by the flavor, Rav holds you go by the Shema, you go by the name. Abayin Rav, we always know, with a few rare exceptions, Halachos Hagrava, except for the Yal Kagam, except for six exceptions, we pass from Hagrava. So therefore, we're going to have to say over here, that we go by the Shema, we go by the name, not by the Tam, not by the flavor. That's how the Ramah paskins. The Shach, in Tzivkan Vav, he argues very strongly with the Ramah, and for a very simple reason. He says, that Machlekes is a Bayin Rav, it takes place over there, by Yayin Nesach, or something like that, where that which Min B'Minoy over there is not Batal, and She'en B'Minoy is Batal, B'Shishim. And to Chumar Rabbanu, we say Min B'Minoy is not Batal at all. Even if you have 1,000 times against it, it's not going to be Batal. Or let's say the Tanner of Yehuda holds on Kol Terekula, Min B'Minoy is not Batal. We don't pass him like that, we go like Tesis, we don't pass him like that, but at least by Tevo and Yayin Nesach, for these things, Min B'Minoy is never Batal. So this is a special Chumar of Min B'Minoy. We have to know what qualifies as Min B'Minoy. So there we go, like Rava says that has the same name, it's called Min B'Minoy. If it's different names, it's called She'en B'Minoy, we don't care about the taste. Over here, now that we pass that Min B'Minoy is Batal, so now we have a practical Shiloh, that really everything that's Batal and Kol Terekula is Batal B'Roif. The special Halacha on Tarubis of Tam Ke'ikr. Now, if the Isser gives flavor into the Hatter, so you have to knock out the taste of the Isser. And even if you have more Hatter than Isser, but the flavor of the Isser is still here and gets absorbed into the Hatter, the Hatter is going to be awesome. The only way to get rid of it is you have 60 times of Hatter against the Isser, That's enough to knock out the taam, knock out the taste and the flavor of the iser. So now we have to figure out what's kamim mina, what's kamim she'ena mina. She'ena mina, you have the rule of taam kikr. If it's mim mina, if it's the same min, there's no taam kikr because nothing is flavored to anything else because they're all the same flavor, they're all the same taste anyway. So it's only when the rabbanan, the chazal said you have to have 60 of hetzer against the iser. Because you might make a mistake. Mim mina and she'ena mina mix it all together, make a mistake in halacha. But the raisa, it's not the avroiv. There's no concept of taam kikr because nothing's giving a flavor to anything. It's mina meat. It's all the same. It's all the same. Mina mina viser, mina vetzer. It's all one the same. All the same flavor. So here it's pashi go by the time. Even Rav agrees to buy over here. We go by the time and we go by the flavor. So here there's not going to be a machlekes to buy in Rav. We go by the shema. We go by the name. We go by the time. Here everyone's going to agree. We go by the flavor. And that's the maskal of the shach. That's the pashas that the Achrim take on. That's the pashas in Sfarah. That if a shayla something's mim minoy, a mim she'ena minoy, in regards to this question of whether that which you have to have 60 of heads against it says deraisa and derabonon and afkamin is if it spells that. And I'm not sure if it was 60 against it. And you want to know if the machmer on the sovah can be makel. We can go by the flavor. If the two things have the same flavor as each other, that's going to be called mimim minoy. And when the teretz bought the roiv, but the bonan needs to have 60 of heads against this. So if you're not sure what happened exactly, if it got lost, you can make on the subject, and you can say that it's bottle. However, if the two things have two different flavors, even if they have the same name, we're going to apply the rule of Tam Ke'ikr, and we're going to say that it's derived, so you have to have 60 of heads against the Isser, and if you're not sure it was 60 of heads against the Isser, there's no rule of bittle, and the whole combination, the whole mixture is going to be awesome.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.